Okay, we're in Drosh HaSaran, Drosh HaRevi'i, on page Kuf Samach Dalad in the Moseda Rav Kook, just about at the end of the fourth Drosha. Just to review last week, the Ran discussed his understanding of Avodah Zarah, and that is that, just quickly, that he thought the way it happened was that people, there were, just like there is ways to make yourself better by taking medicine, say penicillin or something. So there are also spiritual ways to help yourself that work with segulos. Then there are people who actually pray to the malach. In other words, if you do something, it's a segula, spiritual segula. If you have, I don't know, put a tooth in a certain place or whatever it is, it has some spiritual, it's a spiritual segula, it helps you and it works with the koach of something in Shemayim. So the way that works is no different than penicillin. It works without, just like you don't need the penicillin to like you for it to work. You just eat it and it works. So too, the segulos work because they work. They're just the way Hashem created the world. And you don't need the koach and shemayim to like you. It just works because that's the way Hashem set up the world. But the people who worshipped Avodah Zarah, their mistake was to think, no, it's because the Malach likes me. And if I do something to make him like me, then he'll give me more stuff. So therefore, they would offer karbanos to the Koach and Shemayim, the Malach, the sun, the moon, because they saw that the spiritual segulos worked, and they knew it worked through these Malachim or whatever, so they thought that they had to worship them to get more of it, and that was their mistake with Avodah Zarah. Okay, but the actual doing the segula is fine. So we're continuing on page Kuf Samach Dalad. The Ran says, "V'ischai mizeh shekol mashiyah mitzad achanas hamispael hu davar amiti moel." Anything that's that you do that's to make you better, like taking a medicine. So then, mutter b'darchei Torah, that's mutter. Va mashiyah mitzad hisig ratzon apoel elyon. But if you're doing something not to make yourself change, but rather to make someone else change, like you're trying to get the malach to like you or something like that, that's davar batal min avodah zarah. So that's ridiculous, doesn't work, and is avodah zarah. So again, anything that you do that's not your kavana, your intention is not to have some spiritual power like you. You're just doing something, but you're not trying to get it to like you. You're not trying to worship it, and it's not part of some known avodah zarah. So that's mutter. And it's also not forbidden. Because of Darchei Mori. Again, Darchei Mori is a separate lav, it's not Avodah Zarah, there's a lav of Avodah Zarah. There's a separate lav to do these spiritual type segulos, like hanging amulets or whatever, doing strange stuff that the Amoris used to do. So you're not allowed to do that either, and he's going to explain that. V'chein matim divrei Rambam, the Rambam seems to be like this too. In Perek Lamed Zayin, Mechilek Shlishi Mi'amor Nevuchim, Shehu Zalka. So the Rambam Mor Nevuchim writes, Shema Sheomer Rabbeinu Kol Davar Sheyesh Bo Mishum Refuah Ein Bo Mishum Darchei Mori. Chazal tell us, even though the Amorim did all kinds of weird spiritual seguliastic things, those are actually mutter. Anything that is Mishum Darchei Refuah, anything that's to make you better. You'll see what he means by make you refuah, by make you better. But anything that is to make you better is not asr mishum darchei mori. Shirotzim bazeh, shekol ma sheegzireho yin ativi hu mutter v'zuloso asr. So the Rambam says what that means is, when Chazal said anything that's mishum refuah, there's no problem with darchei mori, they meant anything that works is not asr mishum darchei mori. Now the Rambam is not just works anyway, works in a very natural way, and by that he means like penicillin. It's not Darchei Mori, it's not saying, oh, I'm doing some seguliastic thing by taking penicillin. Anything that works in the natural world is not Darchei Mori. Even though, say, somebody doesn't know why taking penicillin should do anything for you, maybe it looks to him like you're doing some kind of weird thing. It doesn't matter. If it works in the physical world, it's been proven to work, then it's not Darchei Mori. That's what the Rambam says. Because of Sham, and the Rambam says, Al Yiksha Beinecha Mashi, Tira Mehem Kemas Mehatzala V'Shein Me'ashul. Now the Gemara lists there things that are mutter, that are not Darchei Mori, and of the list are spiritual segulistic things, like wearing a tooth from a fox, and other things. The reason, according to the Rambam, the reason why the Mishnah says you can't do weird spiritual sugulio-sticka things, that's an isser of Darchei Mori, but you are allowed to do things that are Mishum Refua, like hanging a tooth of a fox on your across your neck or whatever, wherever you put it. So the reason why that was Mutter, says the Rambam, is because in those days, the Rambam, who was a doctor, was talking about in the olden days, they thought that that actually worked. They thought that that worked in the natural world. Derech Tliya Sa'isev and Ikra Phonia. So he says, just like people think today, the Rambam says, in his day, he did think, that people have epilepsy, so they used to hang this herb around their neck, and it was supposed to help them. Phonia, I don't know what that is, but some herb that the people took for epilepsy in the Rambam's day. So he says, just like that works, it's not spiritual, it works because it works in the physical world. People used to think that hanging a shein me'ashul, a tooth from a fox, that would help them in the physical world. That's why Chazal said it was mutter, even though the Rambam's saying, we know today, in our modern history of the 1200s, that it's not true. Doesn't work, but the Rambam says they thought it did work in the natural world. That's why it was mutter. Kol ma'ashen es amis b'nisyonam, anything that they did tests, and it worked. Afal pish leg zireo ha'ekish. Mutter la'sosom p'nei shehu mishum refua. So even though this doesn't make any sense why it should work to wear a tooth from a fox, even though it doesn't make any sense, it doesn't have to make sense, it just has to work. So as long as it works, it's not tarchi mori. V'noeg minag ha'samim mishal shalom. As long as it works in the physical way, so according to the Rambam, you're allowed to use it. And that's not tarchi mori. So elu dvar v'zal, that's the end of the Rambam. So v'yishchayim mizeh, so the Ran says, according to this, kol ma'ash asra oso Torah. So what did Chazal asr, what did the Torah asr when it said, you're not allowed to do darkei mori? What does the pasuk mean, lo sasu k'maseim? Hu advar matelim she'im behem mamish. What that refers to is stupid things. Things that don't work. The Torah, according to the Rambam, is saying that you're not allowed to do things that don't work. Darkei mori is only about doing weird spiritual things because they don't work. But doing things that work, like taking penicillin, that's mutter. V'heim l'hasik rotzon ha'mashpia. Okay, but more than that, you'll see the Ran has to explain this. Anything you do that's to get the some kind of spiritual koach to help you, shudaver ein lo amitus, which doesn't work. Aval l'hachin ha'mispal, but for to help you in b'teva gola yonela k'mishpatei ha'segulos. Thus is that Torah clause. This is really the Ran shita throwing into the Rambam. The Ran personally holds that if anything you're doing that you're not trying to get some koach to like you, but you're just doing to help you, that would be mutter. In other words, you're allowed to take penicillin, even if no one understands why it works, because that works in the physical way that the Rambam agrees to. The Ran adds on, as he's about to explain, he also says you're allowed to do spiritual things that work. You're allowed to do, if it would work to wear a tooth of a fox around your neck for spiritual reasons, you're allowed to do that too. As long as you're not trying to get a malach or whatever, some kind of spiritual being to like you, you're just doing it to because it works. It happens to work that if you wear this tooth, it has that effect in Shamayim. Okay, now we're going to get on to that little discrepancy between the Ran and the Rambam. What is shocking to me, says the Ran, so I don't understand, says the Ran, why the Torah assered magic. And he says that's included in Lo Sasa K'maseim. Vin Safik Shehu Indian Amiti. And of course, says the Ran, of course it works. Of course the Kishuf works. Now, Alpha P. Shehuzal Kasav Perkaniskar, even though the Ran says, even the Rambam disagrees, Rambam writes, Shu Dover Batal in Lo Amitus Klal, in Amitus Lo, even though the Rambam says magic does not work at all. Which explains why he says what he says in about segulos, about darchei mori. The Rambam holds anything that doesn't work in the physical realm is silly and doesn't work. The Ran does not say that. The Ran says there are seguliostic things that work, and therefore he also says so kishuf works too. So since according to the Ran, the only time things are usher is if you're trying to worship them or trying to get them to like you. So why on earth should kishuf be usher? Kishuf is the same like taking penicillin. If you use this, put this together, let's just say a magic potion. I don't know, if you put together certain herbs and I don't know what, you use a malach to do whatever you want. So You didn't try to get him to like you. You just did what you needed to do. You added the right ingredients to make some potion. Whatever the case is, however magic works, if it works, why should it be usher? The whole Ron's premise was there's nothing usher about doing spiritual things where you're not trying to worship it or get it to like you. So why should the Torah have ushered magic? And again, the Rambam says magic doesn't work, and the Ron says no, it does work. And the Ron continues, the veins of Das Rabbeinu, that which the Rambam says that magic doesn't work, is not true. Chazal disagreed with that. Bekama Mekomas in many places. So there's a story in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samach Zayin, that a lady tried to, a witch, tried to get dirt from under where Rabbi Chanina was sitting, because you need that to do magic against Rabbi Chanina, they call it black magic. Armelah, so Rabbi Chanina saw her doing this. He says, Zili Shkoli, go ahead, make my day, go ahead, take some dirt. Einol Mavado Ksiv. Torah says Hashem runs the world. I don't know, there's no one else but Hashem. I don't care. Go ahead, do your best. Picture 11, the Gemara asked on him, in Damar of Yochanan, Lama Nikra Shmam Kshafim, that why is magic called Kishuv? Shemakhishim Pamalya Shamala, because it's as if they make Shemayim weaker. It's as if Hashem didn't want something to happen and they made it happen. Vatirtsu, so, and of course, Hashem wants it to happen, but that's it makes it look that way. Makes it look like the Koach of Shemayim is weaker. So the Gemara asks, it sounds like it works. So if it works, so why didn't Rabbi Chanina care that this lady was going to do magic against him? And the Gemara did not say, because it's silly, like the Rambam. The Gemara answers, Shaini Rabbi Chanina denafish chusei. It's because Rabbi Chanina was a big tzaddik, and because he was such a big tzaddik, he didn't have to worry about magic. So, says the Ron, you see, magic is true. It works. It's not just tricks. According to that, then if it's just something to work on the person, so why should the Torah answer it? Magic is just magic. It's not trying to get, you're not trying to worship anything. It just works. So if it just works, says the Ron, why should the Torah have forbade it? And obviously the Rambam has answers to these questions. But anyway, that's his proof that the Torah, the Chazal, obviously considered magic to work. V'niglali tiris davar zeh, so says the Ran, I have an answer to this question, why the Torah asked Kishuv. Mimasha amru Rabbeinu Zal, from what Chazal tell us, by Paro, right? His Paro had magicians. And sometimes when Moshe would do a makkah, it would say that his magicians would do balatehem kain, and sometimes it would say they did balahatehem kain. So Chazal ask on that, why does one pasuk says the magicians did it with their lahat, and sometimes with their latehem, and one says balahatehem. So Chazal tell us, balatehem elu maisa shedim. Balatehem means that they use shedim, some type of spiritual demonic demons, something like that. Balahatehem elu maisik shafim, but balahatehem refers to magic. Okay, so we know balatehem is shedim, some type of demons, weird, unusual, half-physical, half-spiritual creatures, something like that. Balahatehem is magic. Upirish Rashi Zal, Shemaisek Shafim Heim Alidei Malachi Chabalach. That Balahatehem is Shedim, Balahatehem, magic, that works with Malachi Chabalach. That works with angels of destruction. Balzeh Inin Ba'atzim Avur Vahu. And so then this thing is explained, Shaydi Maisek Shafim Yuchnu Hagufim HaTachtonim Kabel Roshim Meshefa Mitzadat Malachi Chabalach. That through magic, so these, by doing magic on someone, it makes it that the spiritual Malachi Chabalah can attack him. So Inyan Rosh Deyaser HaTorah, so that makes sense that the Torah would want to forbid that. Because it's true that it's not trying to get the Malachi, you don't have to worship the Malachi Chabalah to get them to attack someone. Im Kol Zeh, still, La Yirtzi Hashem Yisberach Shenachim B'tzad Ma Gufus HaTachtonim L'Mekal B'Roshim M'Shefa Malachim HaChabalah. So good, it doesn't work by worshipping Malachim. It just works by doing something that makes it that Malachim can attack someone. So why would Hashem want to asher that? Of course, why would Hashem not want to asher that? V'hu ki amnam nivru lios klizamo shel Hashem Yisberach Avad. The spiritual, the Malachi Chabalah, the angels of destruction are created for a reason. They were there for when Hashem wants to punish someone, he uses Malachi Kabbalah. Lo shiyashpiu kachoseim b'mitzias kim kasher yitzel hashkes umo ishim ma'ak inin ma'akas b'charetz yotzibo. That's for Hashem to use. If Hashem wants to attack or punish someone or a nation, so then he uses Malachi Kabbalah. It's not meant for the people to use whenever they want. B'zeh yuvan ma'ash amru rabbosinu zal, and this explains what Chazal mean when they say, lama nikra shmam kshafim im p'nei shemakhishim p'mayla yashamala. Why is magic called magic? Because it weakens the heavenly heaven. V'uki Hashem yizbarach baro lamo sham ashbiyim tov eshbiyu tamid. And that is to say, because Hashem created the world, that the things that are the spiritual things that are mashbiya tov, that give off good, they should yashbiyu tamid, they should always be giving off good. But the things that give off bad, like these malachi chabalah, they should not always be operating. Only when Hashem wants it for a temporary reason. But people who do magic, so then by doing magic, you make it that the malachi chabalah become stronger. They can affect more people. I don't know if it's stronger, but they can affect more people in a negative way. That is the opposite of what was set up in Shemayim. So that's why it's as if it makes Shemayim weaker, because it's not going in the way Shemayim is supposed to work. And that is the end of Drush number 4. So Mirtzeh Hashem, next week we will have a Chazara of the 4th Drusha, a quick summary of the 4th Drusha, and continue on to the 5th Drusha.